Cody, why did you make my phone die? I will make you die now.
Ha 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 ha.
Thanks again, Butthole Winker 34, for helping these residents navigate the flow of time without a bootstrap paradox. Oh, and the prank call center thing, that's from Brad over at the Snowplow Show. So thanks to him for thinking of that hilarious concept. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Oh.
Oh, hello, Jerry?
Yes.
Hey, Jerry. It's Winston with the city manager's office.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I just needed to let you know, we had a work crew out there earlier today. You might have seen their trucks. They were just kind of doing some work on the power lines, and they had a little bit of a snafu, and some tachyons leaked out, and they got into your power lines. And so I'm just supposed to kind of let you know about that. You're going to just see some interference over the next few days.
Well, I've got the TV on now. It seems to be working fine.
Oh yeah, it wouldn't interfere with your.
What are you telling me?
It wouldn't interfere with your TV or anything. It's basically just kind of like you're going to see your clocks are going to be off by 33 minutes, and you know you can reset those. That you know it's not that big of a deal, but yeah, unfortunately, there's not a whole lot we can do about the time discrepancy. That's just going to be permanent.
Permanent.
You know, those tachyons, it's just kind of beyond our capability to alter time, you know?
Oh, you mean I can change my time on my clocks, electric clocks, and they'll be right?
Well, yeah, the clocks would be right, but the actual flow of time inside your house, yeah, that's permanent. Like, that's going to be altered forever. Like, it's already undergoing the process right now.
Well, I don't understand. Are my electric clocks going to be reading the right time?
Well, yeah.
Like I have on the microwave and the oven and all of that kind of thing?
Yeah, on your VCR, all that stuff. Once you update them, they'll stay in sync with the rest of the world. But the flow of time inside your house, that's going to be 33 minutes behind for now on. There's just not anything we can do about that, unfortunately. That's just a side effect.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
What's going to be 33 minutes slow in my house?
The flow of time, you know, like natural time, you're going to be 33 minutes behind the rest of the world. It's just a side effect of the tachyons that got loose in your power lines.
Well, I guess my clocks will be with the rest of the world.
Yeah, you can set your clocks to whatever you want, dummy. It's just the flow of time inside your house. That is going to be behind forever. You'll notice, like, when you step outside of your house, you're going to notice that, like, you've jumped 33 minutes into the future. And then when you go home, you know, vice versa.
What? You are losing me entirely.
Oh, did I break up? Do we have a bad connection?
No, I can hear you fine. Your explanation leaves me totally confused.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's
will be right when I set them with, for example, my cell phone or my tablet, which gives me time independent of my house.
Right.
And then I can set the clocks within my house to that amount. I mean, to that time.
Yeah, you can set your clocks to whatever time you want, silly Billy. You know, I can't control that. It's just the flow of time inside your house is permanently 33 minutes behind from now on.
Well, tell me what the flow of time is.
Well, basically, you're just, you know, it's kind of like an upgrade, really, because it like de-ages you, you know, because when you step outside of your house, you become older, but then when you go back into your house, you become younger. So really, it's a benefit. But, you know, it might just kind of get hard to keep track of. Like, it might make you late for appointments.
Boy, I don't understand. If my clock is right, why would I be late for an appointment?
Well, I mean, don't you know anything about time dilation? theoretical physics? It's pretty simple stuff.
Well, I'm an engineer.
Well, clearly you're not a physicist because...
Chemical engineer. I worked for Edison, and I'm a nuclear engineer. So I think I understand physics.
Okay,
but
so...
But I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, then why don't you understand the flow of time if you know all that other stuff, smart guy?
What's your name?
Poe.
Pardon?
Poe.
Spell that for me, please.
P-O.
You're in the city manager's office?
That would be correct.
And what is your position?
I'm the administrative timekeeper.
Administrative timekeeper.
Yeah, and anyways, I was just calling to let you know, this conversation's kind of going nowhere, but, you know, you'll see, it's going to be an adjustment for you, but you'll get used to the time warp. Like, you'll grow to see the benefits. Oh, and I guess they wanted me to apologize about the tachyons, so sorry about that.
What's the tachyon?
Tachyons. They're theoretical particles that travel backwards in time. And that's basically the problem. You know, they got into your power lines, and there's really no way to get them out. So, yep, you're just going to be permanently 33 minutes behind.
Are you calling everyone in this community?
No, why would I do that? It just got into your house, that's all. It just affects you.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't understand a word you're saying, but if you have affected my house so that my sense of time, even though my clocks are set correctly, you're going to have a suit on your hands.
No, you can't sue us. You know, this is an act of nature. We can't control nature, sir.
Well, how did you put it in? How did it get in there?
They were doing some maintenance, and the tachyons got loose.
Oh, my God. You know, I think you're absolutely crazy.
Why do you think that?
Because of what you're saying.
Well, that's a racist thing. That's racist of you to say.
Well, I can't help it. You're making no sense at all.
Well, I just need you to...
There's some time warp in my house?
No, it's not really a time warp, per se. I thought you were an engineer. Like, I don't understand why
I am.
Well, I don't understand why this is such a mystery to you. Basically, you sound like a big idiot.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Jerry. It's Poe again. I think we got disconnected due to the tachyons.
I hung up on you.
Oh, that's pretty rude of you. Why would you do that?
Well, because you said I sound like an idiot.
Well, I mean,
I'm going to call the city manager now and have a talk with him.
Oh, well, the city manager is a woman, first of all, so that's sexist of you to say. And you were the
What is your name?
Poe. I already told you that. And you were
spell it for me.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Spell it for me.
I thought I already did. P-O.
P-O, okay. Mm-hmm. And first name? Or is that your last or first?
That would be my first name. And you were the one that was being a big racist anyways.
And what's the last name?
Potential spam.
Can you spell that for me?
No.
You don't even know your last name?
Oh, no, I can spell it. I can spell it just fine. I'm not an idiot. I just don't want to. Because basically
okay,
you're...
Okay, well...
Basically, you're a racist and a motherfucker.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Bill?
Yes.
Hey, Bill. It's Poe with the city manager's office.
Yes?
Hey, I'm just calling to let you know in a couple of hours here, we're going to be pumping some tachyons into your house.
You're going to be doing what?
We're going to be pumping some tachyons into your house via the power lines.
What are tachyons?
Tachyons. They're theoretical particles. It's just a routine maintenance kind of thing that we're doing.
What in the world are you talking about?
The maintenance that we're doing on your power lines. I'm just calling to let you know about that. You're going to see your clocks. They're going to be off by 33 minutes. Yep, I'm just supposed
Are you cutting the power?
No, it's not going to interrupt your power or anything. It's just going to interfere with the flow of time in your house for a little bit.
You're doing a time warp, huh?
Well, it's not really a time warp. It's just going to kind of stand still for a little bit, just while we do this maintenance. And then afterward, you're going to...
Who are you with? You sound like a crackpot.
What? No, I'm with the city manager's office.
In what city?
This is Bill, right? Do I have the right number?
What difference does it make?
Well, I just need to know if I got the right person. I'm supposed to let Bill know. Is this Bill?
It sounds crazy to me.
What would be crazy about it? It's just routine maintenance.
I've lived here for years and never had anybody do that before.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm not talking to Bill. I don't know who the hell you are. I don't appreciate you trying to scam me.
I don't appreciate you trying to scam me.
How would this be a scam? I didn't ask you for anything, idiot.
You're the idiot.
No, you are, big idiot.
You're from the city manager's office, huh?
Yeah, I was just calling to let Bill know about the maintenance that's being done, but I guess I got some joker on the line who wants to try to scam me.
I'm not scamming you. What did I ask you for?
Well, it sounds like you're a big hoax. You're impersonating Bill, for one.
You're a big hoax.
Your face is a big hoax.
You've never seen me.
Well, you just, from the sound of your voice, you sound like a hoax.
I'll call the city manager and tell him what a great guy you are that's representing him.
Well, I'm not representing shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, you are.
Hello.
Hi, Loretta.
Yes.
Hey, it's Poe with the city manager's office.
The city manager's office?
Correct. And I'm just calling to apologize. You might have seen the work trucks that were out in your neighborhood this morning, and they were there for just a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted me to call and just apologize, because of the tachyons that leaked out.
Because of the what?
The tachyons. They leaked out, and, some of them got into your house. So, yep, they just wanted me to call and apologize for that.
Now, just a minute. What got into my house?
Tachyons.
What is that?
It's just a particle. It's not harmful or anything, but, it's more of just a nuisance. But,
what is the nuisance? Tell me what that's about.
Well, you're going to notice the effect of it over the next day or two. You're going to see the clocks in your house. They're going to start to run slow. And, you'll just need to just kind of update your clocks periodically. Unfortunately, there's not really anything we can do about it, and it's just kind of permanent.
So what is this called? Tell me again.
It's a tachyon. It's a particle.
How do you spell that?
T-A-C-H-Y-O-N.
T-A-C-H-Y-O-N.
And like I said, it's not harmful or anything to worry about. It's just going to be a nuisance because it's basically going to make your clocks run slow.
And how long will that go on?
Oh, it's permanent. Yeah, that's what I was saying. They can't, there's no way to reverse it. Just, from now on, you're basically going to be 33 minutes behind the rest of the world. And
I don't understand why they wouldn't have told us that at the office, that they were doing something like this. It's going to be 33 minutes. Our clocks are going to be 33 minutes behind all the time.
Yeah, you can update them, but they'll gradually just kind of revert back to being 33 minutes behind. And, it wasn't planned. It was an accident, so, you wouldn't have been told about it ahead of time. But that's why I'm calling, just to apologize. So, sorry about
that.
And
so, are you calling on behalf of the...
No, well, I'm here in the city manager's office. It was the city work crew that was out there digging, for a little bit.
And it's the city manager's office. What is your telephone number?
It should be there on your caller ID.
I don't have anything on my caller ID. What?
You don't have caller ID? It's 2020. You better update your technology, woman.
What?
I'll give you my number. Just let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Yes, I am.
Okay. It's
8322. 8322. And your name is what?
My name is Poe.
P-O?
Correct.
And you mean you came in and did something that the didn't know about?
Oh, no, I wasn't there. I'm just making the call.
But why did they even come by here?
They were just doing some routine maintenance, and they just had to dig a little bit, and they hit a line, and next thing you know, some tachyons leaked out, and they got into your house, and like I said, it's nothing to worry about. It's just, it's really just a nuisance.
Ours the only house that happened to?
Yeah, as far as we know so far, we've only picked up trace particles in your house.
Oh, my God. And that would that have anything to do with the computers or anything like that?
Well, it'll interfere with things like your TV and computer, because like you're basically going to be 33 minutes behind, so you'll get like broadcasts.
And how long is that going to go on?
Oh, forever. Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's it's irreversible.
Oh my God, this is terrible.
No, it's not that big of a deal. It's just
It's a big deal because on our TV. Everything is going to be behind 33 minutes.
Yeah, like even live broadcasts, they won't come in live to you until 33 minutes later. So if you want to get like up to the date, up to the minute news, you'll just have to go outside, use your cell phone or.
But, so you mean that everything is going to be.
Or you can go to the library. You can use the internet there probably.
No, we're not going to the library. We're senior citizens and we're not going to do that.
Oh.
You mean somebody came and dug? What were they digging for?
Lazy. They were just doing some maintenance, just on the lines underground. That's all.
Maintenance for what kind of lines?
The power lines.
The power lines. And now everything is going to be behind 33 minutes, you said?
Yeah, everything just, inside your house, you'll be 33 minutes behind. It's really not that big of a deal. I don't understand why you're panicking. It's, it's just time, not much more
because
than a half hour.
We have everything hooked up now, and that means that if we have recorded something on our TV, that we won't get it until 33. If we want to watch a program that starts at 12 o'clock noon, what time would it start for us?
12:33. Well, from your perspective, it's going to be 12, but, in the real world, it'll be 12:33. Like, you won't even notice the difference until you step outside. So, really, it's not that big of a deal.
What do you mean I won't notice the difference until I step outside?
Well, because everything from within the house, like, it's from your perspective. So, it'll just seem like it's normal, like 12 o'clock is 12 o'clock. But say you looked at your watch and it was 12. And then you step outside, and it'll jump to 12:33. It's really...
So what is the right time? What time? Here, it's 5. I've got 5:03 now in my house.
Yeah.
What time is it, 5:03?
No. See, that's the thing.
What time is it?
It's 5:36.
So it's 5:36? That's the correct time, 5:36?
Yeah, it's 5:36.
So every time I look at my clock, I have to add 33 minutes?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's not that much.
Well, yes, it is. It's a very big thing, and I'm very upset about it.
Over a half hour? I mean, it's just barely over.
I am very, and ours is the only house that happened to?
Yeah, which, it's fortunate because, if it hit like a bunch of people, then man, that would be a big mess.
Well, it's a big mess now.
Well,
all right, you're calling from 8322. Your name is Poe, and you are calling from the city manager's office. What kind of a city manager of what? What do you manage?
Well, I'm just the administrative timekeeper here, but I don't really understand why you're getting all upset. Like, it's barely over a half hour, and if TV is all you have to worry about, then really, I mean, just lighten up.
Well, no, that isn't all I have to worry about. If I'm looking at my watch says 5 minutes, almost 5 minutes after 5.
But here's the thing, like, it's correct to you, That's where it gets complicated, because time is correct from your perspective, and time is correct from my perspective. So who's to say? Maybe we're all 33 minutes in the future. Who knows?
Is this a sham?
What do you mean a sham? No. What?
Is this? Are you joking with me? Are you calling to get something in trouble, or are you for real?
Why would I be getting you in trouble? I don't understand.
Well, I do understand, because this is a very strange call. So now, in my house, It's five after, on my watch, it's five after five, correct?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's correct from your perspective.
Yes, and then when I go outside, it's going to be 5:35 or something like that.
You just add 33.
5:33 is the time, like if I have a doctor appointment, and that appointment is at 12 noon, what time will it say on my clock? 11:33?
Well, no, that wouldn't be... See, you don't understand math. I think that's the problem, is you don't know how to add or subtract.
Well, I do know how to add and subtract. Maybe I'm not telling you properly, but I'm trying to figure this out.
Oh, ma'am, don't get upset. It's just a half hour. And maybe you just ought to have your husband do the math. You know, men are better at math anyways. So.
Well, No. I'm all right at math. If my clock says 12 noon and I have a doctor appointment, it isn't 12 noon. It is 12:33.
Well, see, you also need to factor in travel time. You know, it all depends on how far away your doctor is, really.
All right, so if my appointment is at 12 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and this is what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, yeah, I don't know, ma'am.
Doctor appointments, and I...
Well, ma'am, I'm really not good at math word problems. You know, that's not my strong suit.
Okay, so if I have a doctor appointment at 12 o'clock, what I am seeing on my watch is 12 o'clock, mm-hmm. but is it... minus 33 minutes at the doctor's office.
Well, are you traveling on a train or in a car?
In a car.
I don't know. I think you would have to leave at 11:27.
Oh my God, this is, and then all the things that we have on that are calibrated on our computers and everything.
Yeah.
That's a problem too.
Yeah, yeah, your VCR, that'll be out of sync.
So it's minus 33. If it's 5 o'clock, it's really 5, it's less 33 minutes?
I don't know what that means, but...
Well, you said that it'll be 33 minutes, I think you said 33 minutes behind. We will be 33 minutes behind what it is on the outside.
Yeah, but then you got to solve for pi. So, I mean, it gets really complicated. Look, that's the thing, though. It's just think of it as correct. Like, no matter what watch you're looking at or whatever, just it's correct. You know, if it says 5 o'clock on your watch, then that's the time. And then when you step outside and it says 5:33, then that's the time.
But which time is correct?
Both of them. They're both correct. That's the crazy thing about, like, quantum mechanics. It's really just a matter of perspective.
I need to know.
Like, you'll never be late. You don't have to worry about your appointments. You'll never be late because when you step outside of your house, you're going to jump 33 minutes into the future. So you'll
so
be
it's
on...
33 minutes... It's instead of being 5 o'clock, it's 5:33.
But yeah, but you'll jump into the future when you leave your house, so you know you'll never be late.
I have to have you talk to my husband. This is very complicated for me, and I am very upset.
I know, honey.
Just a moment.
Put the man on.
Stay with me, please.
I'm not
with me.
Okay, I won't leave.
I need to have you talk to this man. I just got a telephone call. Come here. This is, listen to this. Are you there, Poe?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, please, do not hang up.
I won't hang up.
This person is calling from the city manager's office, and evidently this morning there was a truck out here, and they were digging up something for what were you digging for? A power line?
Yeah.
And they hit something just in our house, just for our house, and it's our clock says 5 o'clock, and would you please explain it to him?
I'll explain. Just put the man on.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Is this Herb?
Yes.
Hey, Herb. It's Poe from down the street.
Yes, hi.
Hey, I don't know what, you know, Loretta was talking about. I was just calling to borrow a cup of sugar, that's all, and I just think she got kind of confused.
Oh, she was saying something about a power line.
Explain it to him. and I don't appreciate what you say about women. I'm not a dummy. Okay.
Well, no, I didn't say she was a dummy. I'm just, you know, women aren't good at math. That's all.
Okay. So
yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was trying to explain to her, but you know, she's a woman. She doesn't understand. Yeah, just, you know, the work crew was out there, and long story short, you're in a time warp. That's all. No big deal.
But what did the power crew come out to do?
Just routine maintenance. But I'm getting tired, and this call is long and complicated. So, yeah, it's nothing to worry about.
Well, did you call Loretta with an explanation of what was going on?
Oh, yeah, I explained the whole thing to her, but, you know, she's a woman, so she doesn't understand.
What is the nature of the process that the people who came out performed?
Well, they were just doing some routine maintenance.
Yeah?
Yep.
On what?
On the power lines.
And in the course of doing that, what happened?
They released some tachyons, and they seeped into your house, and then I called about it, and Loretta and I, we had a good laugh.
But what are tachyons?
They're theoretical particles that travel backwards in time.
And these particles are airborne?
Yeah, but it's nothing to worry about. It's not going to, you know, harm your health or anything. It's just the only thing is you're going to be in a time warp from now on. Like, you'll be 33 minutes behind the rest of the world.
How does that happen with our clocks?
Oh, man, I don't even know anymore. I have such a headache, and I'm thirsty.
Well, if I reset my clocks, does that correct it?
No.
This is a crazy...
How do you spell that word, tachyons?
It doesn't matter. Can you tell Loretta that this is just a prank call?
Prank call?
I'm with the prank call center, and I was just joking around, just a prank call.
And who are you? I don't recognize your name.
My name is Poe. You wouldn't recognize me. We've never met.
Oh, but
it's not.
Do you live
a prank call?
Yeah,
you live in the.
Can you just put Loretta back on? I'll explain to her that it's a prank call.
Well, she's sitting right here, and I've got it on speakerphone, so she can hear you.
Oh, okay. Hey, Loretta, it's just a prank call.
No, I don't. Well, I don't believe you. This is very, very confusing to me.
No, why? Why wouldn't you? What?
Do you live in the?
Oh no, I don't even live in the state. I live far away. I'm in the prank call center in India.
And you found our number how?
On the internet.
And you called with the purpose of doing what?
Basically, lying and just messing with you.
And is this something you do every day?
You know, it's my job. So
you have
it pays the bills.
You're paid to do this?
Oh yeah, I make the big bucks making prank calls here in the prank call center. But anyways, Loretta, just call.
Who does that benefit?
My listeners.
So is there a product involved?
Kind of. It's a digital product. You know, it's not anything physical.
And this product that's digital, is that an international product?
Yeah, anyone can get it, unless you're in North Korea or something. But
what is the purpose of the product?
Laughs.
I see.
Nobody's laughing right now, though. They're all probably tuning out.
So this word, tachyon, is that a real word?
Yeah, it's a real word. You can look it up. But everyone's probably unsubscribing right now. They're canceling their Patreon right now.
I see. So how do you spell tachyon?
No, it doesn't matter. It's just a prank call, sir. You know, details like that are completely irrelevant. But tell Loretta, to just calm down.
Yeah, I understand.
It's going to take her forever to get the knot out of those panties.
Yeah, okay. Well, bye now, Poe.
All right, I love you. Here we are again. This is Bonersode 59. Today is July 17th, 2052. My name is Richard Tanhaus, and this one was produced by Butthole Winker 34. Thank you, Butthole Winker, for supporting the show and for all your kooky voicemails. Yesterday, or was it tomorrow, I called a bunch of people and confused the hell out of them. Most of them hung up on me after pretty much nothing happening. but a few fell down the rabbit hole with me, so that's what you're about to hear, and one of them went really long, sorry about that. It's slow to start, but gradually gets silly, and I think amusing. Why am I rambling? I'm just wasting your time.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? Crying, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll never know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Bum 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 b